Title: Bastrooper. Ableton Live 12 Metal Scrape Blueprint for Smoky Warehouse Vibes. Intro: Hi, today we're building the Bastrooper, a vocoder-driven vocal and metal scrape stab designed to sit in a gritty, smoky warehouse drum and bass mix. This is an intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson focused on the vocals area of DNB production. We'll work only with livestock devices, simpler, EQ8, vocoder, saturator, frequency shifter, compressor, multiband dynamics, reverb, delay, utility, glue compressor and redux, and cover routing, vocoder setup, intelligibility shaping, sub-extraction and final mix placement with sidechain ducking. Lesson overview: The concept is simple. One track acts as a clear, compressed vocal modulator, another provides a metallic scrape carrier full of harmonics, and a third gives you a dedicated sub-layer derived from the scrape. We'll vocode the vocal onto the metal scrape, shape intelligibility, add saturation and texture, give it smoky reverb and delay, and then sidechain it into a drum and bass mix at 170-175 BPM. What you'll build: a layered Bastrooper stab for 170-175 BPM DNB. A vocoded metallic vocal texture using the metal scrape as carrier. A mono sub stripper layer extracted from the scrape for bass weight. A mix ready chain with EQ carving, saturation, transient control, sidechain ducking, and smoky ambience. Step by step walkthrough. Setup and prep. 1. Project and sources. Set your live project to 170-175 BPM. Import a short vocal phrase, one or two words, and a dry metal scrape SFX. Create 3 audio tracks, vocal, metal scrape, and Bastrooper sample. A. Prep sources. 2. Warp and trim. Warp both samples to grid at tempo. Transpose if needed. Trim each to the tightest useful portion. Hits between 25 and 500 milliseconds work well. Longer if you want pads. Normalize peaks so levels are consistent. 3. Simpler instances. Drop the vocal into a simpler set to classic on the vocal track. Use one shot or slice depending on whether you want tight stabs or voiced slices. Drop the metal scrape into a simpler on the metal scrape track. Disable looping for hits or enable looping if you want a continuous carrier pad. B. Clean and compress the modulator vocal. 4. EQ and compression before the vocoder. Put EQ8 before the vocoder on the vocal track. High pass around 120-250 Hz to remove sub mud. If the vocal lacks clarity, gently boost to 5K Hz by 13 dB. Add a compressor or glue compressor after the EQ with a short attack of 210 ms and a release sync to 1/16/1/8. Aim for about 36 dB of gain reduction, so the modulator is steady for better vocoder tracking. C. Prepare the carrier metal scrape. 5. Sculpt the carrier on the metal scrape track. Use EQ8 to low pass around 8-10 kHz to remove brittle highs and cut below 200 Hz. We'll create a cleaner sub later. Add a saturator with soft clip and 26 dB of drive to add harmonics. Follow with a subtle frequency shifter. Shift 13 Hz and mix around 20-30% to spread partials. Optionally add a short grain delay, 120 ms. With low wet to taste for extra metallic shimmer. D. Vocoder. Routing and parameters. 6. Routing the vocoder. Put Ableton's vocoder on the vocal track after the vocals compressor. Open the vocoder sidechain dropdown and choose the metal scrape track as the audio source. In the vocoder carrier section, enable external, so the vocoder uses the metal scrape track as the carrier. Now the vocal modulates spectral gates on the metal scrape. 7. Configure vocoder parameters. Start with 24-32 bands for a balance of clarity and metallic character. Move bands toward 40 for more clarity, or down to 12-16 for a chunkier, robotic result. Adjust formant by +/-3 to taste for small gender or space shifts. Set attack between 0 and 10 ms for responsiveness, and release in the 80-220 ms range to smooth consonants. 120 ms is a good starting point. Use 100% wet while you design the effect. Later you'll blend dry/wet for context. 8. Shaping intelligibility. If intelligibility is thin, increase vocoder bands and add a parallel dry vocal under the vocoded signal at -6 to -12 dB. Use multiband dynamics after the vocoder to lightly compress mid and high bands to 4 dB to control sibilance and keep presence consistent. E. Create the sub stripper layer. 9. Extract and resample sub. Duplicate the metal scrape track for a sub candidate. On the duplicate, low pass around 200-400 Hz with a steep high cut, and boost 60-120 Hz if needed for sub presence. Pitch shift down using simpler transpose -12 to -36 semitones, or use a frequency shifter to create sub harmonics. An alternative is to add a simple sign operator on a new MIDI track and gate it from the scrape transients so the sign plays locked sub notes. Tighten the low band with multi-band dynamics so the sub is glued. F. Texture and space. Smoky Warehouse Vibe 10. Reverb and delay sends create two return tracks. Rverb and Rdelay. For Rverb, set a large reverb. Size 60-70%. Predelay 30-60 ms. Medium high diffusion. Importantly, put an EQ8 after the reverb and high pass it at 500-800 hc so the tail stays airy and doesn't muddy low end. For Rdelay, use a ping pong or stereo delay time to dotted 1/8 or 1/16 for movement, and low pass the delay to remove brittle highs. Send the vocoded signal to the returns moderately. Reverb send 20-45%, delay send 10-25%, to place the bastripper in a warehouse-like space without washing it out. 11. Stereo and cohesion. Put a utility after the vocoder to widen mid-highs slightly 110-140% for metallic sheen, but keep the sub-track mono. Set width to 0% on utility for the sub. Use a glue compressor on the group or bus for gentle bus compression. 1-2 dB gain reduction with a slow attack and medium release for cohesion. G. Rhythm and mix context 12. Ducking and groove placement. Use a sidechain compressor on the bastripper group with the kick as the trigger. Set fast attack 1/5 ms and a release sync to 1/16, 1/8 depending on groove, aiming for 4-8 dB of reduction so the stab breathes with the kick and bass. Automate vocoder dry/wet. Send levels or clip placement so stabs sit on beats 1 and 3, or use syncopation for tension. H. Final resample and performance ready clip 13. Resample the processed stab solo the vocal and metal scrape processing you want. To capture, arm the bastripper sample track and record a single stab. You now have a ready-to-trigger clip to pitch, slice, or map to MIDI for performance. Common mistakes to avoid: too many vocoder bands can make the sound buzzy and remove character. Too few kill intelligibility. Adjust in context. Don't feed an uncompressed vocal to the vocoder. Uneven dynamics make the vocoder pump unpredictably. Compress the modulator first. Never leave reverb full range on low frequencies. High pass returns around 400-800 hc to avoid mud. Keep sub material mono. Widening lows causes phase issues. Avoid stacking heavy saturation and redux on both carrier and vocal. Use parallel saturation to maintain clarity. Always sidechain to kick slash bass and ENB so the vocal and bass don't clash. Pro tips: keep a low-level parallel dry vocal under the vocoder to maintain consonant clarity and punch. Automate vocoder bands and formant for interest. Fewer bands for chunky drops, more for clear passages. Use transient shaping or short compressor attacks to let consonants punch through. Resample several variations with different band counts and saturation types, and layer them subtly for richness. Add a subtle noise floor from the metal scrape to sell the smoky warehouse ambience. For tight subglue, send a tiny amount of the vocoded output to a sign generator gated by the scrape and tune it to your key. Mini practice exercise: make 3 1-bar bastripper stabs and export them. A. Vocoded vocal with 24 bands, short release, moderate reverb. B. Same as a butt with 12 bands, heavier saturation and more delay for a chunkier stab. C. Same as a butt with a resampled mono sign sub layer on each stab in sub width set to 0%. Load them into a DNB loop at 174 BPM with kick and sub bass. Compare and adjust vocoder bands and reverb HPF until each stab sits cleanly without masking the bass. Note which settings preserve intelligibility and which create the most industrial metallic texture. Recap: you've created the Bastripper, a vocoder-driven vocal metal scrape hybrid with a dedicated mono sub layer, saturation, controlled reverb and delay, and sidechain ducking for drum and bass context. Remember the essentials: compress the modulator, use the metal scrape as an external carrier, balance band/formant/attack release for intelligibility, extract a mono sub, keep reverb out of the low end, and use sidechain ducking to let the kick and bass breathe. Experiment with band counts, saturation types, and parallel blending to dial in your smoky warehouse vibe. Closing: save your chains and resample variations for quick auditioning. Freeze or flatten CPU-heavy chains when you're happy, and map macros to bands, formant, and drive for fast performance tweaks. Have fun iterating. The Bastripper is all about layering, contrast, and controlled grit.